With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Neil Delamere is here. I'm going to stop him talking to Maria Devereaux because the two of them just keep banging on about eating dairy all day long. Like, we get it. Maria lives there now. Neil used to live there. Wow.
And we're talking about the apartments and the roadworks.
Oh, they sold this and they bought that and the school used to be this. I don't care! Oh, hi, Neil.
Talk to us about guitars and Man United, Dave. Oh, God. I'm just giving these poor people relief.
Listen,
I'm respite care from you. That's what I am.
He is.
That's what I am.
Care.
You know when people get a night away from you?
Yeah, but although I will say, usually when respite care comes in, you know, the idea is that it's the beginning of the shift. They're bubbly. They're at. I mean, I can imagine 3 days in. Yeah,
I know what you're
they're going to look as tired as you look now. But
burn.
It's 11:11. You look like you're on a 3 day bender. What is going on? Your eyes are slits.
So I remembered last night at 3:30 in the morning that we were doing this morning. We did a podcast yesterday. You didn't mention it to me.
No.
I didn't mention it.
No.
And last night I was watching Death by Lightning, which is the most deliberate thing to watch, even if I can be that self-regarding, because it's like set in the 1880s and it's about the assassination of James Garfield.
Oh, no.
It's a drama.
Okay,
no.
Hang on. We need to get into this. Okay, so first of all, yes, Neil and I do a podcast together called Why Would You Tell Me That?
Yeah.
We did an episode yesterday that will be coming out next Wednesday. However, I forgot to mention to him that remind him that he was on with me, and he forgot to remind me that he was on with me. So, okay, we didn't do that. What are you watching? You're not watching Mr. Mercedes, which Maria has been going
I've
on
watched
about.
That, but it's brilliant.
It's all on Netflix now, three
Brendan
seasons.
Brendan Gleeson with no real explanation as to why he still has his Irish accent in it.
Which is great. Yeah. Which is, I was just saying, that's one of the best things about it.
Stephen King, isn't it?
Stephen King, yeah.
I watched it when it came out. Yeah, brilliant. I'm watching Death by Lightning. The reason I like it is also because of Irish accents, right? Because it's set in the 1880s and it's one of the few things in America in the 1880s that doesn't have a bad Irish accent in it. Do you know the bit there's always bad Irish accents in it? Because you're waiting and there's none in it.
Are they Irish actors?
No, there's no Irish characters in it.
Oh,
but
right.
There's always a rant. If it's set around the building of the railroads or House of Guinness, I know that's said here.
Sure.
Or the Nick or hospitals or anything like that, always has bad Irish accents in it.
Okay.
There's one, I won't name the show, but there was two brothers in the show. Brothers, right? They were not Irish actors, and one of them was like, oh God, just an awful long way back to our homeland in Ireland. And his brother was like, yeah, it's Blame Miles West. And I was like, that's a big house you have there that stretches 200 miles across the country. And they kept going. And he said, daddy could be very cruel. Yeah, because he knows one of you isn't his. That's why. But they had a full conversation of, we had some good times. Oh, yeah, we had some good times. Remember on a Monday or Tuesday, I made the bottom of the garden and I kicked the ball to you.
Yeah, and the ball would arrive on a Friday or Saturday morning.
And it kept going on like this. And another character walked over and went, what part of the Emerald Isle are you guys from? And they went, Belfast. It was epic. But I know we're too precious about these things.
Well, we are. And I think, in fairness, in American shows,
yes,
if someone can do a good Dublin accent and someone can do a good Kerry accent,
I think the
subtlety that we see in it is, for example, I was talking last week to Billy Bob Thornton, who's playing a Texas oil man.
Landman. Brilliant.
Yeah, Landman. He's playing Texas oil man in Landman. But he's from Arizona.
Okay.
He's like one town over, whatever, you know, but the accents, like, one town could be 800 miles.
Do you know what I mean?
So again, I don't think we could be too judgmental of people doing Irish accents if I couldn't tell the difference between like a North Texas and a South Arizona accent.
Someone's trying to break America. What's going on here, Dave? Well. So, oh, is the FM being played in the United States? Because that sounds like kowtowing to me. That sounds like someone wants to go on his holidays to Galveston.
Well, let me tell you about Demi Moore. Demi and I, we got on great. We're both DMs. You see, D Morgus.
Right.
I'm an O Morgus. She's a Nee Morgus.
You will really hang on to anything.
I will. Absolutely right, I will. Neil Delamere is doing a new show. Neil, what's your new show called?
It's called Reinventing the Neil.
Reinventing the Neil. There's lots of dates we can talk about. I will say this. You are the least romantic person I know.
Okay.
Because on February the 13th, Neil is playing at the 3 Olympia in Dublin. February the 14th, Valentine's Day, he turns to his partner and says, "My dear, I really hope you have a great Valentine's Day. Oh, what have you got planned for me, Neil? I've no idea. I'll be in the 3 Olympia. I don't know what you're doing."
"My dear, because we're in Bridgeton." "Forsooth, young lady. I should get the topmost carriage and the crescent, and you will be collected from outside."
You shouldn't be gigging on the night of love. You should be taking that woman out or away.
Never say the light of love. Never say the night of love ever again. We all got a glimpse into your home life there, and we all got the same glimpse. It's you in pantaloons, stockings to the knee.
Oh no, this is your fetish.
Breeches. Breeches. And towards the third or fourth wig, I can never remember which. Prepare yourself, my dear, for the night of love.
Anyway, Neil will be in the 3 Olympia on Valentine's Day. There are very few tickets remaining for the 13th. There are tickets available for the 14th.
We've added more dates on.
And so, more dates since?
Yes, and we're going to add a third date in the Olympia. We've added another one in the Everyman in Cork.
So that's March 14th and May 7th. You've got the Town Theatre in Dundalk March 5th.
Yeah, yeah.
UCH added, February 6th in Limerick.
Yeah, SSC Arena.
SSC Arena. Oh, he just, and now talk about clanging names onto the ground. He drops the giant arena in Belfast.
Do you know who's
down?
Going to it? Actually, Billy Bob Thornton is going to it. Because he's great.
He is. He's flying in. He's hanging out with me for the afternoon. He's going up to see you in the
afternoon.
And to me. Yeah. And to me. Yeah.
The SSC Arena on the 21st of May. NeilDelamere.com/gigs is where you need to go. There are 80 dates across Ireland for Reinventing the Neil. And so Neil Delamere will not be at home with his good lady wife having nights of love. He will be out and about doing gigs across the entire year. Shane Nathalone points out that Billy Bob Thornton's from Arkansas, not Arizona.
I thought that
was kind of my point, was like, we don't know the difference. I don't know where.
Okay.
I studied where he was from when I was chatting to him, but that was ages.
Okay.
Does everyone in Eden Derry have a fancy surname like Devereux or Delamere? Asks Kieran.
It's only French people are allowed in. Yeah.
No, hang on, because your name isn't from Eden Derry. Your name is from Wexford.
Wexford, yeah. Yeah, but I live in Eden Derry now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could only get in. You pass the citizenship test by having a fancy French surname.
Yeah, you're stopped at the border of Kildare and Offaly and you're handed a French name. You know, you're talking about people in the citizenship test.
Yeah.
A guy called PJ and he just goes, "What would you like to be called?" And you just pick something cool. We have Johnny Boulangerie, don't we?
Yeah.
We've Mary Boucherie.
Yeah.
We've Francis Bibliotheque.
And Boric Ouet Lepicine.
John and Nay says, about 15 years ago, I was driving down Griffith Avenue. I stopped at the lights. I looked to my right. A man was walking his dog. His dog decided to have a poo. I looked at the owner. Our eyes locked. It was Neil Delamere. What a beautiful moment, John. I saw Neil walking his dog recently. I shouted out the window at him. He didn't know who it was, but I shouted, "I shouted, F you, Delamere." And then drove off.
Yeah.
And then had to ring him and go, "That was me." And he thought it was just the public being abusive.
Yeah. Well, listen, happens every day, Dave. So I was like, you're going to have to narrow it down.
Trevin Cork says, have to say, Neil's one of the funniest comedians out there. I've been to see him every year for the last number of years in Cork. I'm waiting to see him again in Cork next year. I'll be in the front row, says Trev.
Oh, class.
And Sarah Nathalone says, my boyfriend heard Neil tell an amazing Garda story on the telly and he won't shut up about it. Can Neil tell it now so I can say I've heard it and my fella can move on with his life?
So what
is your Garda
this
story?
This is the thing that, I told it this week on the TV. The best thing I've ever seen walking a dog. I was walking the dog and we were near Mountjoy Prison in Dublin.
Okay.
And I walked around the corner and there was a guard arresting a man. And the reason he was arresting the man is because the man had flown his drone into a tree and it was 25 feet stuck up in the tree and there was a pouch of illicit substances under it, bound from Mountjoy Prison.
So I'm watching
this guard here, right? And he's about to arrest this guy and there's another guard here. And for the next 25 minutes, I watched this guard here kicking a football, trying to knock a drone over a tree, Dave.
Stop!
Yes.
No
It was
way.
Magnificent. Turned off the radio, put down the staff vest, right, licked his fingers to judge wind distance, threw a bit of grass in the air. Probably shouldn't have been carrying that on him, to be honest. Borrowed a football from a young lad. Like, so like a crowd had gathered, right? Crowd balloons the ball up, misses the tree, about misses, hits a satellite dish attached to a man's house in which the tree stands, right?
Right, right.
About 6-7 shots in, keeps catching the ball. Like, he's so bad at this. When we got there, there's a squirrel sitting in the middle of the tree, and after about 6 or 7 shots, the squirrel runs along the tree bough and sits on the drone. Because the squirrel has calculated that the safest place to sit in the entire tree is near
where
the drone.
He's aiming.
So he catches about 6 or 7 shots, he balloons the ball up, it stays in the tree then.
Oh no!
Right, borrows another football, balloons that ball up as well, that ball sticks in the tree as well. So now the tree is a pouch and 2 balls, right? My male dog, of course, that used to be me, right? So he knows he can't kick it down, so he knocks on the door of the man who has the trees in his house.
House, yeah.
Because if you haven't spotted this by now, we're in an Irish folk song at this point, because there's drugs in the drone, the tree in the yard in the street down in the valley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knocks on the man's door. The guy comes out early in the morning. He's a bit the worse for wear,
right?
But he's brilliant crack. He goes out with, "Jeez, what's the story with the metal seagull?" Right? And the guard goes, "No, there's a drone stuck in the tree. We're going to have to knock it down. What's the longest thing you have in the house?" And yeah, the man goes, "Lord of the Rings." Right? And we still don't know if he's messing or not. Right? So he goes, "No, do you have a fishing rod?" Like, I don't mean duration, I mean length. And your man goes, "Yeah, I do have a fishing rod. Yeah, yeah. Would you not be better off trying to get the drone out of the tree first?" He's like, "No, I'm not going to use it now. I'm going to use it for the drone." Right? He goes, "Okay.
I don't want to go fishing with you."
So he goes in and he comes back out 5 minutes later. He doesn't have a fishing rod.
Oh.
He's a 25-foot long telescopic mop, right?
No, I have one of them.
Do you?
Yes.
It could have been you, right?
Okay.
He hands it to the copper. Copper starts hopping it off the drone in the pouch, right? Like, you watch those things that you know, in Mexico, they hang those things upside down.
Piñatas.
No, an informer. And, you absolutely
you
walked into that. Look at the poor Marnock head in you.
Oh, I know what this is a piñata.
We've been at a lot of Mexican themed parties recently. I'll handle this one, Maria. It's a piñata.
Las fiestas mexicanas.
He gave it the full Spanish as well. A piñata.
Una piñata.
Hops it off the ground, falls onto the ground,
okay.
And he picks it up, he's walking away, delighted with himself, he has the actual thing, the evidence, and he looks up and then sees me looking at him, and he goes, "Have you seen that?" And I went, "Yeah." And he went, "Are you going to tell anybody?" So I hope you're listening.
Garda, whoever you are.
And if you don't believe me, because people tend not to,
yeah,
I'm going to show you a picture from my phone. I want you to tell the listeners what it is.
Oh my God. Yes, in the tree. Over a house is a drone with a pouch attached to it, and I can see footballs and a Garda with a 25-foot extendable mop. He's in it. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, to Sarah, whose boyfriend heard that story, now you've heard it and the rest of the country has heard it. That is absolutely insane. Neil Dadamer, thank you very much for coming in. Reinventing the Neil. There are gigs galore. NeilDadamer.com. Go along and see them. Neil, thanks so much.
See you soon.
See you. Good luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.